prayer, then something about the foundation. So I could start like this. You know, I was in my youth happy to be part of a real nice, or some real nice teamworks. And this is how it was, for those of you who don't know, in this Krishna consciousness movement back then. For us, especially in the late 70s and early 80s, and things started happening, but we have dear memories of that time. And I discussed with a friend the other days that it was so nice, and it is so nice, when a few friends work together on a project that they all like to work on and feel inspired about and believe in. And in those days, that came easy because all we needed to do was to follow the leader. Because it was fairly authoritative organization back then, which of course came from, well, where it came from, what doesn't matter, but that's how it was. Now, when the big leader for our zone, as we call it, left, one of the first things I said was, now the next challenge is to learn how to work together on our own in teams. Now, some may, and it seems so, have thought that this is impossible, you are just naive romantic here. But since then, I've gone through one thing and another, and I can tell you, I see these such teamworks, of course, going on. And this is a simple concept for such a teamwork that can be organized well, to work well, but also be financed and effective, and so on. And the trick is, the idea here is that rather than the team gathering around following the instructions of a leader who might be there, one that everyone respects or not, you can gather around, work together on a project that it may be your project. So yeah, now we're working for his project, because we like it, we believe in it, yeah. And now that project is done, now we will work on your project. So yeah, now we gather around that person. And this way, we can truly support each other as friends do, and that's the idea. Stimulating friendship, real friendship, not just some institutionalized appearance of it. Now, how shall that be done? And why am I talking about a foundation? That sounds very institutionalized, doesn't it? Well, that's why I needed to make this little informational video, just me and a pen trying to somehow or other convey this, because this idea has been breeding for some years now among some of us, and well, someone has to do it, so I decided to make it take birth. And this is what just took birth. And if you hear and see this, it's because someone sent it to you, believing that you might just be inspired by this. That you are some kind of creative person. And or especially someone who understands what Sankirtan means and how this, what you will hear, can be used to very nicely and broadly and powerfully support that Gaudiya mission, that Sankirtan mission. So thank you for giving me the chance, and now let's get into it.